Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, Durga, Durga, Durga.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello, and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I am Dave.
And I'm Shecky, and in our podcast, we like to review things that are on the television set. So you don't necessarily have to go out and spend money to see them. You can watch them in the privacy, if you will, of your own home.
The boob tube. That's the boob tube reference there. See, it's a television set for all you kids out there.
I think the kids know what a boob tube is.
Oh, okay.
And usually, we have been, up until today, we have been reviewing stuff on pay-per-view. Up until today. But today, we were able to review something that neither of us had seen on HBO. And I'm very excited about that because the pay-per-view pickings were slim again.
Waste of money per view.
Well, the problem with the pay-per-view is now they even
paper.
Have...
What? In paper, huh?
Now they even have channels that aren't new movies. Like, there's two pay-per-view, at least two channels on pay-per-view that are dedicated to movies that are between 10 and 20 years old.
Well, then they have a great, you know, they'll have a theme, you know, like March Madness, you know, they got some March
right.
Madness.
That's true. They even have another channel that's all about basketball movies. That's
in
true.
In February, did they have the black theme or was it Valentine's Day?
I think we thought it was Black History Month, and so they were having a Black History Channel, but indeed it was romance movies for Valentine's Day. But so other than the basketball channels, then the other two channels they have that are playing old movies are sci-fi type movies. They've got, they're playing Fire in the Sky, and they're playing Blade Runner. They're playing Planet of the Apes. They're playing old Star Trek movies. I mean, I just, and they're, I think they're $1.99. But I don't understand why they, I guess it's because the new movies that are coming out on the pay-per-view aren't so great, and they're scrambling to offer older movies. But we did get the Star Trek II Wrath of Khan on pay-per-view, because we were going to review that, but really didn't have much to say about it.
Yeah, it's rough going there. You want to go there? We don't need to go there.
We don't need to go there, but we did.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Let me say one thing.
Well, you can say whatever you want.
Let me say a few things here. Star Trek, basically, it's true, as we can...
Why are you looking at me? It's true as we can...
Because I started stuttering and not making any words come out. What I'm saying is that Star Trek did basically change the world.
That is true.
So, because we watched the documentary a couple of weeks ago on how William Shatner changed the world. And it was bizarre, but actually true.
Yeah, there was a lot of bizarre, but true moments in there. And William Shatner is the host of that particular, it's a documentary. I guess it was on Discovery Channel.
If you get a chance to see how William, what is it called? Shatner Changed the World?
I think it's just William Shatner Changed the World.
Or is it How William Shatner Changed the World?
I think it's just William Shatner Changed the World.
Well, anyway, it's very funny.
It is very funny. And the Wrath of Khan is also very funny, though it really shouldn't be, but...
It's completely ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous. And I think I'll go to my grave saying that Ricardo Montalban's chest in that movie was fake.
Volare!
All right. So, instead of The Wrath of Khan, we watched a movie last night on HBO. It was an HBO premiere. Every Saturday night, HBO at 8 p.m. shows what they call a premiere, a movie that they've never aired before. And last night's HBO premiere was?
White Noise.
Electronic voice phenomenon, EVP, is the process by which the dead, through sound and image, communicate with the living through the static and white noise of modern electronic devices.
I lost my daughter on December 23rd, 2001, and 5 months later, my niece picked her voice off her computer.
EVP is a communication with another level of reality, another level of intelligence.
Who's there?
EVP is electronic voice phenomena. It's spirit monkeying around with electronics that gives us these voices. As an engineer, I know modulated sound, and it shouldn't have been there.
Jamie died in a car accident 7 years ago.
Can you give me your name?
Even though he's no longer in the physical, I still have a relationship with my son.
Researchers are studying EVP recordings, looking for answers.
The actual voice and the actual characteristics of the person when they were alive hangs around as long as there's energy there.
They modulate that white noise into words.
The power of consciousness is almost like a force in nature.
A lot of top scientists globally are working on EVP because it's one of the best methods that can be replicated across time and space.
When you hear that voice, it changes your reality. What is this? How could this voice be there?
People will realize they can communicate with their loved ones and they haven't lost them, they're still around us.
The continuation of life is the natural law.
It's when people have their own experiences that they become most convinced that survival is real.
I know what I've heard. I know what the messages I've got.
The doors are open. I really believe it's we who shut the door.
Whether you believe it or not, try it.
Now, a feature film explores the haunting questions raised by electronic voice phenomenon.
Mr. Rivers, do you want to hear your wife?
It is one thing to contact the dead. It is another thing to meddle, and you are meddling.
White noise.
Indeed. So, it was my week to pick. And I had really wanted to see this movie because I'm really into...
Michael Keaton.
What? You're going to say I'm really into Michael Keaton?
I don't know. I'm just... What are you into?
I'm not... It wasn't Michael Keaton.
I actually wanted to see it only because of Michael Keaton.
Oh, see, I like the EVP and the paranormal stuff.
I'm a fan of Night Shift and Beetlejuice.
Well... I think everybody's a fan of Beetlejuice.
I'm just playing. I'm just kidding over here.
All right.
You're getting kind of wacky.
Yeah, and you know what?
Actually, post-Batman Michael Keaton, we got some real issues to solve there. You know, actually, should I say post-Multiplicity Michael Keaton?
Multiplicity is not as bad as... I mean, it's bad, but it's not...
Maybe it's just
it could
the really
be worse.
Bad trailers they had.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it could have been worse, but it wasn't the worst movie I'd ever seen.
All right. I'm sorry. No, in reality, you're all about the sci-fi and you like the EVP. You're all into that kind of ghost hunting type stuff.
Right, exactly.
You're whispering about the ghosts over here.
Ghost Whisperer. I listen to the Haunted New Jersey podcast.
Weird New Jersey, all that stuff.
WeirdNewJersey.com.
We don't even live in New Jersey. She's so into it.
So there's like a whole bunch of stuff that kind of weird conspiracy, ghosty, all that kind of stuff I love. So I really wanted to see this movie when it came out because it's about EVP. You know what EVP stands for, Dave?
Electric Voice Orchestra.
Electric Voice Phenomena. Electric? What? Did you say Electric Voice Orchestra?
Yeah.
Dave, we just watched a movie about EVP. How could you not know what it means?
I don't know. I just thought, you know, I don't know.
Anyway.
Sort of a buzzy thing or something.
Insert reference that only three people will get.
All right. Electric voice processing.
Phenomena.
Yes, electric voice phenomenon.
It's no, phenomena.
It is phenomenal. Electric voice phenomena.
Do, 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 do.
It's a phenomena.
Do, 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 do.
Anyway.
Anyway, so basically, electric voice phenomena is the dead getting in touch with you through recordings, either video recordings or audio tape recordings. And
I've had the dead get in touch with me through many recordings.
Not
usually
the Grateful Dead.
What?
Oh. Are you talking about the Grateful Dead?
Well, of course.
Did I ruin your joke?
It's all right.
It was taking too long.
I was somewhere where it was like, if you want to get in touch, if you want, back in the day, if you wanted to get in touch with the dead, you usually had to go through Bill Graham. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
So this movie, as Dave mentioned, does star Michael Keaton, and he's really the only big star.
That's true.
There's other people in it that, I looked them all up on IMDb, and, they haven't been in like huge things. The one lady was in a few episodes of NYPD Blue, you know, stuff like that.
And this movie sort of just kind of came and went, right? I mean, I guess every movie comes and goes now, unless it's an Oscar winner.
Well, it came out.
And that
out,
doesn't mean much these days either, I guess.
It came out in January of 2005.
All right.
So,
and it was gone in January of 2005.
Well, for HBO to have it, it's already been on.
It's been around the block.
So, and we haven't seen it on pay per view since we've started.
Did we just miss it? Oh, it was before our time.
Before the Groovy Boob Tube review. So, it kind of did come and go. I looked up the box office, how much money it made. And so far, it seems like it's made $55 million.
Well, it's not a blockbuster, but it's not a complete failure either.
But I don't know how much this movie cost to make, so $55 million could be a profit.
Well, judging on the special effects, they had some special effects in this movie.
They had some special, but it wasn't special effects intensive.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you could probably make, what? I don't really know.
It depends on how much.
But I'd say you could probably make this movie for about $2.5 million.
Stop it.
What, more?
You can't pay Michael Keaton and make a movie.
Michael Keaton Schmeaton.
But you know, the other thing is that
what, $10 million? $20 million? How much does it cost to make this fucking movie?
I would say maybe $20 million.
All right, this is a waste of money. There's too much money going to nonsense at that point.
But you know what else? I think they saved a lot of money because they filmed it in British Columbia. I mean, where they filmed it was absolutely beautiful. In the beginning, Michael Keaton is living in a house that I was just like, where is that house? I want that house.
Oh, yeah. You think that was in Canada?
I looked it up. They filmed it entirely in Canada.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, let me get to the plot of the movie. Michael Keaton is married to Michael Keaton's character, Jonathan Rivers, is married to Anna Rivers, played by Chandra West.
Oh, yes. The well-known Chandra West.
And she dies. She dies in the movie. And a guy comes up to him after she... Or first, she's just missing. She's missing. They find her car. And there's speculation that she's dead. But you don't really know. And this guy, Raymond Price, approaches Michael Keaton's character and says, you know, your wife is getting in touch with me. The dead get in touch with me. She wants you to know she's dead or whatever. She's trying to talk to you. And Michael Keaton's really, you know, I mean, his wife is still missing or whatever. He doesn't know for sure she's dead. And this guy totally is freaking him out, and he just kind of walks away. A couple weeks later, they find out the wife is dead, and he starts hearing stuff in the radio static, and he just starts hearing things. He hears her saying, Jonathan. You know, in a really creepy way.
Well, he gets the call on the cell phone, right?
Right. And he gets a call from her cell phone, even though he's holding her cell phone. Her cell phone was recovered in the car at the scene of the accident or the crime or whatever at that point. And so he's holding it in his hand and he's getting a call from her cell phone. So he decides to go and see this guy, this Raymond Price character. And I looked up him on IMDb. And he played Harkonnen on the sci-fi channel miniseries Dune. I don't know that you watched that with me.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
actually, I know I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because you know what? You're not a sci-fi guy.
You would have sting in that one over there?
No, that's that was a David Lynch movie.
Is that
movie.
Stingy?
Okay. Anyway, so he goes and this guy, Raymond Price, has this huge setup. You know, he's got televisions and computers and tape players and VCRs and microphones.
He's a kook.
Well, he is into it. He's, you know.
Well, you see, he had lost his son.
Right.
And his son contacted him. That was drove him to the brink of insanity, perhaps.
No, you thought he was insane?
No, just he had been driven to the brink of weirdness. He's a little bit weird, perhaps, yes.
His son died, and he wants to get in touch with his son, and that's weird?
All right, maybe it was just the fact that his chin looked like it was about to implode in rubber. He was very rubbery.
Okay, so you're saying because the guy was heavy set...
The man was about 300 pounds.
Hello?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He drove me to not like him.
Because he was 300 pounds? Okay, you know what, Dave?
It's just
you're
that
being
he
a dick.
Had this vibe about him where he was like this weird, kooky recluse. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's not that he's a weird, kooky recluse. It's just like, how do you approach someone whose wife has just passed away and say, hey, I've got a recording of your wife contacting me? I mean, It's strange and it's a bit embarrassing and you know I'm sure it's a little anxiety causing to have to tell people this, especially since most people wouldn't really appreciate that sort of comment.
Okay, fair enough.
Days or weeks within you know the apparent death of their loved one.
Touché.
So the plot of the movie is that. Michael Keaton is trying to contact his word. His wife is trying to contact him. He's trying to understand what she's saying. And she's basically leading him around the town. She's trying to get him to, it's not fight crime, but trying to help people. She's trying to give him messages to help people. But it's really got some scary moments, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did have some shockers.
Yeah, exactly.
But you seem to actually be calling them out, so it was sort of predictable, actually. I mean, every time you're like, okay, it's about to get scary, and then 2 seconds later, it got scary.
I'm like, yeah, it's about to get scary, so I either cover my eyes or run out of the room, because I'm really not good with scary.
I didn't think this movie was as good as the Dark Water over there.
I think I like Michael Keaton a lot more than I like Jennifer Connelly, whatever that means. And still, I think Dark Water was better. This had a lot of, I don't know, just stuff that you had to kind of like assume was you had to take for granted.
Like what? What do you mean?
Okay.
you gotta say something. I gotta call you out on it. What are you talking about?
I got to think. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Because I have to think about what I've said now. Yeah. I have to sit in the corner and
think
fucking...
Think of what you've done.
Got to write on the board 100 times over here. Hold on a minute.
The reason I was anxious to see this, like I said, because I love the whole EVP thing. I love things about psychics.
Oh, that's what it was. Like some of the technology and some of like the images on the video screen. I just thought that was a little ridiculous. And I don't know. I just thought that... Is this how it's supposed to work with EVP? You got to once you capture an image, you can play it over and over again. I thought maybe
can you rewind a VHS tape?
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if it was the same.
Editing our TV or our show, can I rewind it and listen back?
Could you rewind an 8-track player?
He's not using an 8-track player.
Yeah, but you can't rewind it. Okay.
Which is why they're not used anymore.
I know. I'm just being an idiot. But what I'm saying is. I just thought some of the technology seemed like it was like, well, I don't know. Okay, it's just me. Me the skeptic.
Yeah, well, you're not, other than not being a sci-fi guy.
I'm a here and now guy.
You're not a computer guy.
That's true.
you really aren't a computer guy. And what they were doing for the most part seemed pretty, you know, it was all doable. You record, I mean, they were recording stuff on VHS tapes. And then they were, and Michael Keaton, who had more money than the Raymond Price character, Michael Keaton's character, Jonathan Rivers, had more money because he's an architect and he was clearly living a good life. So he bought a real tricked out system where he also had audio and editing and video editing
software. Right.
So he could digitize stuff in and screw with it better than the other guy could. I mean, the other guy had a computer, but I don't think he had as fresh as a setup as Michael Keaton did. So I think all that stuff is
all right.
The only thing that the only thing that a lot of movies and TV shows do that isn't accurate is the old zooming in.
You mean taking an image from complete grainy out of focusness and making it completely focused,
zooming it in and cleaning it up so you can, you know, you can see the person's face, or you can read that license plate. You know, that stuff doesn't exist.
It's true.
It doesn't exist. It breaks up and it doesn't look good. You know, and I hate that. I hate that because that stuff is just not real. It's just not. But other than that, the recording of the audio stuff, he was not using a Mac, and that's what we're familiar with. So I don't know if that the software he was using didn't really seem it didn't seem like it was outlandish at all. We have stuff like that with equalizers and stuff in the Mac.
Gotcha.
It just looks different. But anyway, so I'm really interested in this stuff. So after the movie's okay. It's not a great movie, but the topic is really interesting. Like, what would you give this movie?
This movie a 6.
You know what? That's exactly what I'd give it. I'd give it a 6 as well.
Interesting.
Because I like the topic, and it does have some good scary moments, but all in all, it's not amazing. Could have been amazing.
Yeah, it could have been a lot better, I think.
It could have been a lot better if
it wasn't put to, it just didn't go any it didn't really go anywhere that great.
Well, yeah, and I guess I don't know why. I don't know why that was, but it wasn't horrible. I've seen much worse movies. So, I would just want to talk a little bit about the EVP stuff. First of all, I will say that White Noise, their official website at whitenoisemovie.com.
White Noise Can't Jump.
At whitenoisemovie.com is actually really good. And they have a whole
bunch
of stuff.
Can't be as good as amightywind.com.
No. Amightywind.com was that, but that those guys are, you know.
Electric Vite Porchestra.
Yeah. God. I can't believe you said that, and I can't believe you loved it enough to say it again.
But you don't like EVP.
I like EVP, but
Jeff Lynn from EVP.
Anyway, so at whitenoisemovie.com, they even have like a little tutorial how to set up your own EVP recording station.
Hey, don't meddle. You're meddling.
I had never actually, and at the end of White Noise, there was like this weird little factoid that came up that said,
factoid, motherfucker,
that said like 1 out of 12 EVP recordings were threatening in nature. I never knew that. That's kind of freaky.
Well, what does that mean, threatening in nature? That's a fine line between what are you talking about and what are you talking about. What does that mean, threatening?
What's threatening?
What, someone raises their voice?
Okay, Dave, I'm going to give you an example.
No, I don't.
How the hell are you? Is that threatening?
No.
Get the fuck out of the house. That's threatening.
It's threatening, but it's not like an issue. It's like, so what? What are you going to talk?
Well, they're saying that
sticks and stones, baby.
11 out of the 12, on average, 11 out of 12 EVP recordings are people just saying, "Hey, hi, how are you?" or just saying their name. Apparently,
So one of the 12 is an asshole.
Exactly, well, it's threatening.
That's better than life.
You think you're one out of 12 people you meet are assholes anyway, so...
Oh, for sure. Certainly.
You don't think it's even more than one out of 12?
I would guarantee it's even more, but that's maybe my cynical, evil self reflecting that. But
Maybe it's just one out of 12 people we meet.
It depends on where you are. I mean, you know, one out of 12 musicians I meet, I would say, yeah, one out of 12 musicians, at least one is an asshole. But, you know, if I were to meet one out of 12 attorneys... What am I talking about? One out of 12. Out of 12 attorneys, I'd say there's at least, you know, at least six of them are going to be assholes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But in terms of one out of 12, in terms of 12 musicians, I'd say maybe three or four.
Then again,
you know what? It could be more like 9 or 10 of the musicians and like 11 or 12 of the attorneys. Everyone's an asshole.
When I was editing in Manhattan, I would say... For post producers, for people who would sit in the room with you and put the show together with you, I'd say half were assholes or assholic. Maybe not complete assholes, but definitely had their moments. I mean,
you know, everyone's an asshole. It's just a matter of if you got to really, like, you know, make it known to other people.
Well, the thing is, do you act like an asshole or are you an asshole? See, there's a difference. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Are you acting dicky?
I love to act like an asshole, but deep down, I'm not an asshole.
Well.
Unless you want me to be.
Who would want anybody to be an asshole?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about over here.
No shit. So what was the best part of the movie for you?
The best part of the movie for me was that groovy Michael Keaton cat.
He was the best part for you, really? What about it? Was his acting?
Geez, what was the best part? Yeah, see, like, there was no best part for me. I just thought that it was Michael Keaton. I thought I like Michael Keaton's swarthy.
You think he's swarthy?
He's kind of, you know, he's
is he a swashbuckling swarthy pirate?
He's smitten.
He's smitten.
He's smitten with himself, I tell you.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I like that Michael Keaton guy. Over there.
Well, I don't think anybody doesn't like Michael Keaton.
You know, I didn't think this movie was anything to write home about, except for, Michael Keaton was good.
Michael Keaton, I like Michael Keaton. I don't think he's ever horrible. I mean, he's just, a guy like that who clearly can act, he's only as good as the script can allow him to be.
I think this movie needed a kid or two, a scary kid.
Yeah, like a scary dead kid or something. Like the good son. Like a Macaulay Culkin and the good son.
This is the problem with the movie. I don't like the way that where they went with it. I don't like the concept of her giving him hints to help people. I think that's some stupid shit. I like the EVP, but I don't like her telling them to help people in the neighborhood. It's just, like, ridiculous.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. I like the EVP, but if they would have taken the EVP and then mixed it up into something more like the Poltergeist movie.
Yeah, or The Dark Water was much better. If they had added the EVP to that, we would have had something.
Exactly.
But this is just this.
This was EVP
corny,
and not enough of anything else.
Ridiculous. And then you add that with, you know, at the end of the movie, his image is on the TV screen. Okay, I can give you some credential, perhaps, to maybe hearing something in recordings. But seeing images like that on a video screen? Has anyone ever really documented that? Has that ever been seen? I've heard the recordings. You can interpret them how you will. But actually seeing something is different than, you know, your ears telling you that you can hear the wind and think you're hearing someone screaming. Okay, so maybe you're hearing it, or maybe it's the wind.
Well, this is where...
But you see it on a screen, it's concrete, visual. Fuckers.
There is a website, aaevp.com, and this is the official EVP association. I forget what the AA stands for, but it's really, I'm sure when this movie came out, they were getting tons of hits. It's a good site because they have actual EVP samples on the website, and a lot of them are scary. There are people that go out there and they go to haunted homes, and their sole reason for being there is getting EVP. So they've got it's aaevp.com. They have great samples of stuff. I mean, people saying their names, people, one guy says, prepare to die. One guy is trying to contact his mom. I mean, and it's really, really kind of creepy to listen to, but, it's a fun website to poke around in, and I highly recommend going to AAEVP.com, as I recommend going to whitenoisemovie.com, because that is a really, it's a universal picture, so they have a really nice setup for the website. That opening intro that I played before is from the website, and if you go and watch it, you'll see the people involved. There's people from AAEVP. I believe their names are the Butlers. But it's really a great site, and even the whitenoisemovie.com has its own like message boards where people were they were inspired by the movie, or you know, just the topic of the movie, to try and record their own stuff, which is very cool. I mean, I would love to try and record stuff, but I think I'd be too scared. Because what if I actually got something? I'd be completely freaked out for the rest of my life, I'd think. Wouldn't you?
I don't think I would. Well, but I don't think I would get anything. That's the thing.
But what if you did? What if we set up something tonight, and they say to sit there, set up something, say your name, and ask a few questions, and then I guess you just leave it running. And then what if we came in the next day and digitized it into the computer, and there was stuff there?
Yeah, but it depends on what are you doing. What are you doing?
What do you mean? Wouldn't you be freaked out?
Well, it depends. Is your system hooked up? Is it isolated? Are you picking up radio waves? Are you picking up some other frequencies?
They actually suggest, no, you don't put TV on, but they actually suggest that you play something in the background that the EVP can like hold on to so that it can be heard through. Like they suggested... either like a fan or some, you know, some other white noise type of thing playing in the background while you're recording. So, but I have heard when I listen to Haunted New Jersey, their podcast, I've heard stuff that doesn't have like stuff in the background. It's just the voices. And it's, I mean, they play a lot of, if you're into the EVP, hauntednewjersey.com, they have a great podcast.
Well, could be.
So you say a 6, I gave it a 6, and it's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a few weeks in the running. Last week
we were guaranteed that
this week would have the most spectacular, the most awe-inspiring segment. People that you don't know, that you should know, that are in movies. Go ahead, Dave, who is it this week?
Ronald Shimkin. Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta know this Ronald Shimkin. But you never heard of him? See, I told you. But he is in movies, ladies and gentlemen. Ronald Shimkin. Yeah, that's the guy. There he is. You see him? That's where he just passed.
Are you lying?
How would you know? You don't know him.
Because
he's in movies.
I can go into IMDb and type in Ronald Shimkin.
This guy is so unknown that they don't even know him.
Are you saying that for 3 weeks in a row you have now disappointed us?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ronald Shimkin!
Then why did you even start this segment? Why do you make all these promises? We're even doing the show a day late this week.
Not Ronald Shimkin?
Not Ronald Shimkin, Dave.
Not RonaldShimkin.com.
Oh, you know what?
We've got lots of stuff here.
Are you ever going to do this again? Do we keep promoting it or what?
We might have to change on promotions.
Yeah, okay, so...
Let's just put it this way. When I find someone who's in movies that you should know who isn't Grady, we'll do it, all right? When I get it together, I'll give you a week's notice.
All right.
Because for right now, that portion of the show is suspended.
All right, then. Well, that's a disappointment.
Telling
I'm
you
sure.
Right now, that part is over.
I'm sure there are many people out there who are just...
Yeah, it ain't easy out here for them.
Oh, God, please. That's not a good start.
You're trying to get the money for you.
It's rent. I'm trying to get money for the rent.
Your rents.com.
Rents.com. another place that has like scary, spooky stuff is Rense.com.
R-E-N-S-E.
That's right.
.com.
All right. Well, as always, we'll invite you to head on over to DaveAndShecky.com. We have. Oh, also, you know what? Before I even get into DaveAndShecky.com,
right is it?
Greg from California, he had promised to send us if he could find a copy of The Money Tree.
Oh.
And he was. We didn't hear from him for a couple weeks. Greg from California, I guess he was tirelessly hunting down a copy of this movie, and he finally got one, and we got it in the mail yesterday.
So we will view it.
We will view it at some point this week, Greg from California. We will review The Money Tree, and we will talk about it along with another movie next week. And I guess there will be no people that you don't know that you should know that are in movies next week. Is that right, Dave?
Well, I guess if I'm going to give a week's notice, it might be tough. You know, we're going to recoup. We're going to take off a week or two, and then we're going to get back together with a boom.
Who's
with
we? You mean you and the...
Me and myself and I over here.
The production team of the segment.
That's right.
All right. Head on over to Dave and check... What?
Sopranos tonight.
Sopranos tonight. That's true.
I get the Sopranos tonight, you motherfucker. I know you. You're the fucking Tony Soprano, motherfucker. What?
I'm very excited about Sopranos tonight.
I like it.
I hope that it will live up to the hype. I mean, it's been over a year since the last Sopranos, hasn't it?
It has been over a year. Don't believe the hype, yo.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully it'll live up to the hype. Maybe something...
I've got a question as serious as cancer. Which posse has the best dancer?
What the hell is that?
That's some late 80s rap, man.
Where did you come up with the... What?
I don't know. It just came to me. Shit just comes to me.
Well, shit indeed. DaveAndShecky.com. We have two new members of the message board.
Poo-poo.
We have two new members of the message board, but while they've gone ahead and joined the message board, they haven't actually said anything.
Well, come on now.
I think they're waiting for
you
to post.
Would you like a poo-poo platter?
I think they're waiting for you to post.
Come on now. Come on down and get a poo-poo platter.
Dave.
What?
You are all over the place.
I'm all over the place with a poo-poo platter.
But why are you saying poo-poo platter?
Because everyone needs a poo-poo platter.
What, do you have some sort of weird shit fetish? Because if that's the case, I'm so out of this relationship.
No, it's not a shit fetish. It's just Chinese food.
I know what a poo-poo platter is, but you keep on saying it.
When I was a kid, I liked the poo-poo platter.
Do you even know what the poo-poo platter is?
Yeah, it's got some fantail shrimp on there. You got some other stuff. Fantail shrimp. Poo-poo platter. It's all weird fucking weirdness.
It's poo-poo platter, I think, was just like a whole bunch of different types of appetizers.
The Chinese hors d'oeuvres.
And the Chinese place I used to eat at when I was a kid, they always had the Happy Family.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
No. What is that, like chicken and... beef and shrimp or something?
I don't know what it was. We never got it.
I just know the dragon meets phoenix. That's shrimp and lobster.
Is that like a one of those that's always on, like a General Tso's chicken?
Dragon meets phoenix.
I don't know if I've known that one. Just the Happy Family is one that just stuck in my mind.
Happy Family.
All right. All right, then. I think that's it.
Oh, buddy.
What?
I was all over the place. Now I'm trying to bring it back and I can't.
Bring it back to what, Dave?
That's what I'm saying. There's nowhere to go once you're all over the place, there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. I would like you to say two sentences about this movie, but make them well-crafted and informational.
I had a little too much of the Romulan ale.
Oh, God.
Michael Keaton, not bad. Movie, not great. What can you say about it? I gave it a 6. This is Dave.
And this is Shecky, and we are Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. And we will be back next week, whether you like it or not.